Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hey man, we're the matchup, and you're listening to CFRC
101.9 FM,
Kingston University, baby.
I've never met a doll I didn't like. If you are a fan of Dal or Lentil Curry too, listen to The Dal Project on CFRC 101.9 FM, Thursdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of dal or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration, and memory.
If you're in the 50-plus age bracket, that means you have experiences, skills, stories to tell. We want to help you tell those stories.
Ever consider becoming a podcaster? It's easier than you think, and it's a great way to share your experiences with others.
To learn more, contact your local campus and community radio station.
Or visit podcastingforseniors.ca.
Oh, everyone's got stories to tell.
Love. This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hold back the river and part the sea, because I know change, change is the devil.
There we go. Good morning, everybody.
We're live.
We're live. We're live and in charge. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth W.J. Hunt.
Big man on campus.
Big man on campus.
It's 9 o'clock. We're coming at you from CFRC headquarters down here in the lower level of Carruthers Hall. Mm-hmm. Nice and chill down here.
It is.
We've got many double-plied windows to shield us from the smoke. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The smoke that's invading America.
That's right. Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we're into hour two of our all-new music playlist today. Everything is brand spanking new. I love when that happens.
Yes.
Stars align. We find some cool new artists, you know, some good, I call it like summertime barbecue music.
Of course.
Tamek like music.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
And of course, we are joined by our special guest, Seth W.J. Hunt.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me
again. It's like the second or third time you've been here.
Yeah, it's something like that. I think it's like the second time this month.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I was here like not even a month, maybe just a month ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't shave or shower. I didn't put any airs on.
Fair. No, that's all good.
But Seth, you're leading a big life right now. We were talking before about how you're going to be playing at the Ottawa Blues Fest on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
I'm stoked. It's a festival I've gone to for many years, so it's cool to be finally playing.
That'll be very excellent.
I think so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then you've also, you know, you've relocated, you've uprooted your life, and you're down with your significant other.
Yes.
In the Sunshine State.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Exactly. Flyover.
That's right.
I can't keep this bottled up, though, because off air you gave me a pretty juicy tidbit about who you think one of your neighbors might be. I don't get starstruck very often, but when you're talking about this echelon of celebrity, like, you know, the Odyssey's coming out, everyone's talking about this guy.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know, listeners. Do you guys remember Pauly Shore?
Yeah, the Weasel.
The Weasel. I think he's one of my, like, I don't know exactly where he lives, but I know he lives near me because I see him more than I see a lot of people.
Yeah.
I've seen him probably four or five times, just out driving, out like on patios, like, and it's him because he's got his dog that he posts about on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him a follow after I saw him a couple times and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. And it is him. Like, I was like, you know, the one night I saw him driving and, I went on Instagram and he posted a video of him driving in the car with, I was like, it is him.
There,
like,
you go.
You're
not imagining these things.
No, I didn't just start imagining Pauly Shore.
Out of all celebrities to imagine.
Pauly Shore. I was like, oh, wow. But apparently from what I hear, shout out Pauly Shore, apparently he's a very nice guy. And from what I've seen, he gets photos with people and he kind of does his thing, but he's got a really good reputation in that city. Nice. For like entertainment. Like apparently he's like a very, very kind person. So
excellent.
Maybe next time I see him, I'll say hi and what's up. But
because yeah. I know that you're not one to get like super starstruck, but like no. If you do run into him in like an elevator situation, you're just gonna be like, you know, are you gonna leave him alone?
I would talk to him. Yeah. I would probably say hi and introduce myself.
Because he'll know, like you look at him and he'll know that you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I, like I said, I feel like he's at like he's that level of famous where he doesn't really get like mobbed or like people. Like I think again, some people like, you know.
They might get a selfie or might shake his hand or just say something. Hi,
yeah. But he's not like TMZ's not chasing that guy around all the time. So.
Well, that's good. That's kind of like level of fame you want. Because I know in the 90s, that was his life.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah.
And I don't really think he does much now. I think he just kind of lives off of what he did. But I know he does sets at like the Comedy Store and like I think he does stand up and things like that. But
nice.
I know his mom owns the Comedy Store.
That's right. Yeah.
So Mitzi. And apparently she's lovely too. So, yeah, he's kind of around all the time.
So you got to ask him on behalf of us when we're going to get an Encino Man sequel. That's what I want. Geez. Oh yeah. Brendan Fraser's doing sequels all over the place.
That's what I mean. Yeah. He goes from, what is it? The Whale to Encino Man.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we'll do you have a favorite Pauly Shore movie? No, not In the Army Now.
Son-in-law
Biodome. Pauly Shore is dead to a lesser extent.
What was the movie he was in with? Was he in Married with Children?
I don't know. No.
Not a movie. The show Married.
The show?
I feel like he's in a couple. Didn't Al Bundy go and work at like a burger place and Pauly Shore was like the cashier?
That tracks. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I think have to look that up.
Yeah, because I was looking up things he was in and I was like, oh. Married with Children.
I love Pauly Shore so much.
He's the man.
Dedicate this entire segment to you running into Pauly Shore in your neighborhood. No, this time of morning, we like to do a bit of our community event roundup, find some stuff that's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. Obviously, Seth is playing at the Ottawa Blues Fest, so mm-hmm. Excuse me, I've got the coffee burps. Very professional.
I've been keeping them down.
But get down to Ottawa on Friday night and check out Seth W.J. Hunt. If you can't make it down, though, we have a music festival going on Wolf Island all weekend long. It's the Analog Island Musical Fest. Musical Fest. It's $30 a day or $60 for 3 days. Camping, hotel rooms. Apparently, the entire Hotel Wolf Island is going to be exclusively renting the rooms out for people going to this festival.
Ooh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So, like, it'll be a real like party. I think
that's great, like for 3 days, $60 for all of these bands playing. Like yeah. that's crazy.
There's like movie screenings and it's a lot of like dance music and like EDM I think, and a lot of just cool stuff. So like nothing better than summertime on Wolf Island, I find.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
I'm almost thinking about just renting a room, like posting up, you know. Yeah, putting the vibe out.
just post it up here.
Exactly. I don't go downstairs to the acts. I just leave my door open, play some Burt Bacharach and see who comes
in. Do you remember that episode of The Office where they go to the conference and Michael's trying to throw the party in his room and he just leaves his door with that like the
one spinny light?
With the spinny light going and like the EDM music.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's going to be me at Hotel Wolf Island this weekend.
So good.
So come find me. Simone, do you have any events that are going on at all?
Let's see.
What do we got?
July 21st, there's All You Can Eat Pasta Night at the Italo-Canadian Club.
Nice.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
That's at 4:30. So
Carb up. I've known people that have gone to that, and they say it's actually quite pleasant. It's north of the city. It's a nice big place.
Oh, okay.
It's. Yeah. I think that's the same place that also has a shooting range. You can shoot revolvers.
Nice.
If I'm not mistaken. Mm. So eat some, get filled up on pasta, go shoot some guns.
Feel like Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anything else, Simone?
Well,
I got nothing. I was just going to talk about Analog Island. Yeah.
Aww.
I'm just sad because I was going to go see RoboCop at the screening room on Monday night, and I bailed because I was exhausted and hot, and I had to bail. And I thought it's going to be playing in the screening room all week long. Don't worry, Jeff, you're going to be fine. And then they released their schedule, and I think that nobody went to see RoboCop the first two screens.
No.
I think they pulled it.
Aww.
And I'm disappointed. Rough. I know. Rough. I showed you a RoboCop clip last week.
I know.
You loved it.
It was so violent.
It was the scene where the Ed 209 so robot extreme. Blows that guy away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he just, gets destroyed.
Eviscerated, yeah.
Yeah. Ah. Classic.
So I guess, Simone, I'll have to take, you'll have to come over to my place, and we'll just have to watch RoboCop on the projector.
On the projector.
Yeah, that way we can pause it at all the cool moments.
Yeah.
Watch
yeah.
that guy turn to toxic waste goo and just put that on repeat.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I haven't watched RoboCop in years. Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good
movie. What's your like quintessential, like if you're going to go out to like a drive-in or something like that in the summertime, what would be a good summertime movie for you guys? You got any idea? Percolate on this? Because, like, I played a promo for Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry just now before nine. That would be a fun, like, 70s grimy driving kind of movie. Or maybe, like, Billy Jack, but the guy who karate chops racists in small town America.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You know what would be cool is, like, any of those, like, coming of age, like, Goonies, Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Any of those movies
would be early. Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller. Yeah. Some kind of, like, Weekend at Bernie's, like, something like that, you know?
I haven't done Weekend at Bernie's. That's a perfect summer movie, I think.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Like an 80s.
Yeah, like, summertime comedy.
This is a hijinks. Just hijinks.
We're all about hijinks here. Yeah. It's 10 after 9. We're going to get back to the tunes. And next break is movie junk, nerd news, things
nice.
Like that.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll think of some more like hijink-filled movies for your summertime playlist.
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. We're going to get back to the tunes, though. Again, it's all brand new stuff today. So we got a brand new tune from Callan. This is their track called Bonnie and Clyde, right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Nothing like the first cup of dumpster juice in the morning.
Hey, I've been walking on the long road. I've been hearing my name. Saying things will get easier if I let go my shame. Underneath the mountains, I've been playing.
This is Matthew Barber, mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Let's go
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a friend come on stage and sing this one with us. He's this guy.
Must be the night, I don't know. Once in a while. Am I so out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
The smoke's getting closer, I'm burning inside. I run out of breath while I waste all my time. All the time in the world could never clear my mind. No matter how hard I try, I keep on falling behind. I wait for the dread, it always comes back in waves. The tide draws me in until I feel like I'm safe. Every push and pull, I'm being frozen in place. Everything else can change, just how long till I play? Each day getting closer.
Everybody.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, that was brand new stuff from the Linda Lindas featuring Hayley Williams, and I didn't know who Hayley Williams was until you told me.
Yeah. We learn something new every single day.
What is it? He's the lead singer of what? Paramore?
Paramore, yeah.
Nice. Good track. Yep. Also in that last set, another teen heartthrob, even though he's probably 25.
Yeah.
Finn Wolfhard.
Yep.
His new track, Follow. Before Finn Wolfhard, we had Dana Lee with a song about playing pool. Very good summertime stuff.
Nice.
We opened up with Bonnie and Clyde and their track. No, their track is called Bonnie and Clyde. The band is called Callan. New guys out of, I think, Toronto.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, totally. This is the nerd segment of the show where my eyes roll into the back of my head and I wake up about 20 minutes later and you guys tell me I've been talking about Star Wars.
I don't remember it.
No, that track, Bonnie and Clyde, we've been talking off air a little bit about we've been talking a little bit about summertime movies. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff you see at the drive-in or you get together in the backyard and you throw the projector up. And the Bonnie and Clyde reminded me, I saw a good one called Carolina Caroline the other week.
Okay.
That I've never heard of. It's Kyle Gallner and Samara Weaving, and they play, it's a simple story about a young woman who hooks up with a bad boy. She's working at a gas station.
Okay.
He, you know, picks her up and they go on a cross-state bank robbery and con artist streak.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, keep your eyes open for that. It's on streaming right now.
Cool.
I think it only made like $1,000 in his theatrical run. Like, it really, really was not advertised properly.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It was a good movie. I'm watching it. You know, it's just shots of them driving around an old muscle car in the South, robbing banks and running scams.
Sounds cool. Yeah.
Seth, do you have any good, like, summertime movies you're into?
Well, like, yeah, like, kind of like before. Like, the I like a lot of, like, the... Well, I don't know if it would be early to mid-90 comedy movies would be my go-to. Like, summertime, like, the... Happy Gilmore, Tommy Boy, Wayne's World.
Totally.
Those are, just like upbeat, fun.
Yeah.
Driving around. Like, everybody in the movies, they're just driving around, having a good time, you know?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I love that kind of stuff.
Simone, did you see, speaking of Happy Gilmore, did you see the trailer for Will Ferrell's new golf comedy?
No.
It looks just like Happy Gilmore.
I was
going
to say The Hawk.
The Hawk. Yeah. It's like the exact same plot. What's your favorite summertime go-to
what
movie?
What about Jaws?
Yes!
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
That's a great answer.
I watched that like recently. Like, that movie holds up.
Yeah.
And like, Spielberg was like 23 when he directed that or something. Obscenely young to direct something that good.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Insane. Yeah.
Are you gonna show your nieces Jaws?
Well, I don't know if they're ready for that.
Yeah. Wasn't it Jaws was filmed like 10 feet off the shore or something like that? I heard something where it's filmed like so close to shore.
Yeah.
Where it looks, I don't know, a lot of cool things about that.
A lot of cool things. And then, you know, the whole, everyone cites Jaws as like one of the perfect horror movies because they don't show the monster till like the end of the movie, the last act rather. But that was only because the robot just kept breaking.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't intentional. They were going to have it right from the get-go.
Yeah.
And we're all better for it.
Yeah. Oh, another summer movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. The Bruce Lee bio movie.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I love that movie.
I forgot
That's
about
great.
That. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
Another one.
Feet.
That's a shame. Yeah. A lot of feet in that movie. Another good one is The Treasure of Foggy Mountain.
Yes.
That
oh,
was
my
a
goodness.
Good
yes.
summertime buddy movie.
That's a great summertime buddy movie.
Underrated. If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Yeah.
Please Don't Destroy the Treasure of Foggy Mountain.
They were the only reason I was watching SNL for a little while.
Me
there.
Too. Yeah.
Every episode, their shorts were just like the jewel in the crown.
So good.
Yeah. So
funny.
The Treasure of Foggy Mountain features the great Megan Statler and Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Fantastic film. It's got a shifty-eyed falcon.
Yep. Yeah. Tonight, I think it's Judd Apatow produced it. He put some money into it. Yeah.
Definitely.
It's a good, just funny movie, just all the way through.
It's
no,
like those,
no dips.
It's like the movies from the late 90s, early aughts that you just don't get anymore, that you really want.
Yeah, and it's not like over-the-top, edgy, it's just a funny, like, stupid movie about these, like, three friends that are just trying to find a treasure.
Yeah!
It's easy as that.
Bowen Yang is running a cult.
He is running a cult. And then, what's the kids from Stranger, Gaten?
Oh, Gaten Matarazzo!
He's the one that's trying to also find the treasure.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien, yeah.
That's so a must-watch. That is a must-watch.
Yeah, underrated.
Amazing. Let's see. We got a few headlines and a few birthdays before we get back to the tunes.
Okay.
Headline number one. Poster, official poster, Simone, I'm pointing two fingers right at you, has been released for Spaceballs 2.
Ooh.
It's called Spaceballs, the new one. And the poster is of the iconic Afro pick going through the desert. You remember that?
That's a good one.
Nice.
What's your favorite Rick Moranis movie, Simone?
Is it Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah, that's another great summertime movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. When that... Oh, so last week off air, I showed you the clip from RoboCop with Ed 209 robot.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that Phil Tippett had done the stop motion animation. Same guy that did the stop motion on the ant and the scorpion fight in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Really?
Yeah. Just really good at his job.
Was there a second Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Like Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves?
There was Honey, or We Blew Up the Kid was the second one.
Yeah.
Where the baby gets blown up and he's like a Godzilla baby tearing apart Las Vegas. And then the third one that was straight to video was Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, where Rick Murray. Brandis is like swimming through ranch dip at a kids party or something.
Terrible.
Yeah. So we're glad that Rick Moranis is coming back for the new Spaceballs movie. They got him out of retirement.
Yeah. You can't end with that.
But let's say you're going to like a nice, you know, summertime barbecue with all your buds and you want to look cool. You just throw down a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids like threesome, like trilogy. Just watch all of them.
Exactly.
Be fantastic. Other random headlines. We lost the great Sam Neill this past week. If you didn't realize, I'm thinking a lot of people heard. Okay. Passed away at the age of 78. Sam Neill, probably best known for Jurassic Park.
Okay, I've seen the face now. It rings a bell.
Oh, John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness. Fantastic movie. Yeah. A lot of great stuff. Hunt for the Wilder People was really good. I don't think I saw that one, the Taika Waititi movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was really excellent.
Cool. Yeah.
But what I liked most about him was that he was almost James Bond back in the day.
Was
he?
Really?
He was in the running, but Timothy Dalton got it instead. Which, hey, don't get me wrong, I love the Dalton movies. They're fantastic. But I just think that there's an alternate universe somewhere where Sam Neill was James Bond.
Yeah.
And that would have been fantastic.
New Zealand accent on James Bond, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm not going to attempt to try that. the last, like, random little headline, The Avengers, is some sort of superhero movie that people watch.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's coming out in the wintertime, and tickets go on sale July 20th. They just announced the runtime. 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's long. That's a risk, right? Like, all these movies aren't doing too well, considering how much money is being put into them.
Yeah.
And when you have a movie that's that long, that's less screenings, like, per day in a theater.
Yeah.
So you're really banking on people, you know, putting butts in the seats.
I think they'll do it.
Like, I think so.
You know, they always do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, Captain America 4.
I haven't gone to the, like, I used to go to the Marvel movies, like, until maybe COVID, but I don't know. Like, I find it tough to go to a theater packed with people and sit for like 3 hours and plus previews, and I don't know.
And then there's the risk if it's not any good.
That's kind of what. Yeah, yeah. I can't remember what movie I saw. Marvel, when I saw it, and it wasn't great. And I felt, I think I was telling you off air, I fell asleep. So.
Oh, Guardians of the
Guardians
Galaxy?
Three,
yeah.
I wasn't too big on it. I just kind of fell asleep.
Simone, have you ever fallen asleep in a movie before?
No.
Never?
Never.
Really? You're frosty. I had a friend who fell asleep beside me watching The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen in theaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did not like it.
It's a loud movie.
Right? That's a surprise, but you know, maybe she got off a red eye or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. That was, we saw, do you remember there was a movie in the, what was it, 2010, I don't know, 2010s, Tag?
Oh, I never saw Tag.
We went to go see it when I was in high school, me and like a bunch of my friends, and I think two of the four of us walked out.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was getting late, getting tired, but then also it was just not.
Have you ever walked out of a movie because it was like terrible or insulting?
I think that's why they did it. Yeah. And I was on the verge, but I was like, okay, we paid for the ticket. Let's get all the way through. But I think I've been pulled. So when I was a kid, my mom took me to see Step Brothers when I was like 7, and I got pulled from the movie.
So involuntarily pulled out.
And you know, it was like, we're kind of pushing it, but I think she's like, I should probably leave. And then I was like, ah, that was fine. But
that's understandable.
Yeah, but I've involuntarily, but walked out of a movie. I think I walked out of, you know the new Halloween trilogy?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
The third one with Corey, where he was the new Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
I went with my dad, because we're both big into, like the Halloween franchise, and the second one was already really bad.
Yeah, it was.
We were getting all terrible reviews of the third one. Like, can't be that. And I think we left, like, half hour, and we're like, this is not good. So, like, and then we ended up watching it later on.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we missed nothing. Like, this movie is not good.
You justified your leaving. Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
Evil dies tonight.
Evil dies. I was like, and then, like, Michael Myers is like, he's got like was it super power? Like,
he sends his evil energy to the
more
new
he
guy.
Like hurts people, like he gets to be like superhuman was what I got from it. And then, like, but this weird kid, Corey, is like the new, like, somehow transferred his
energy or something, his evilness.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was very strange. It was a big swing for the guys that from Eastbound and Down.
Because the first, I don't remember, the first one wasn't bad.
The first one was okay. I remember enjoying it.
Like,
yeah, it was kind of like a clone of the originals. Yeah.
Second was a little more like, this is kind of ridiculous. Like, the whole town rallies behind.
Oh,
like,
that was so dumb.
And they're all like walking with like pitchforks. And like,
and they still couldn't do it.
And I was like, and Michael, then he just went and lived in a sewer.
Yeah.
Like, and then, yeah, the third one was terrible. But yeah, I walked out of that one.
That's a good call, I think. Yeah. Simone, you ever walk out of a movie before?
No.
No? You stick it out?
Yeah.
Any movies that you've wanted to walk out of?
Maybe The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
It's kind of slow.
Yeah.
Was that with Will Smith?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie. I've always, like, stuck it out. But there's been times where it's like, I need to get the heck out of here.
What's the last one you did where you're like, I could leave? Like,
oh, I don't know. That's a good call. I pick really good movies.
When we went to go see Friendship, the Tim Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
There are people walking out of that one. But I think they just, like, didn't, like, if you don't understand the humor, I think you should, like, it's like you probably shouldn't
go anyway.
Yeah. You just think it's dumb.
It's a specific type of
you
sarcasm.
Have to kind of watch the show and know. But I think, yeah, it's a lot of like older folk that were like just walking
that
out.
Makes sense.
There's a lot of yelling, and I'm like, yeah.
I think now that you mentioned it, the closest movie I came to walking out of was Tim Heidecker did a mockumentary where he's running for his California governor, I think.
Oh.
It was called Mr. America, and it was playing one night only in the screening room. And I'm like, all right. So I walk down. I go to the screening room. It's filled with, you know, Tim and Eric fans and all that. And the screening room, they play the Cats trailer in front of the movie, right? The new Cats movie.
Yeah.
Then immediately after, they played the Cats trailer again.
Oh.
And so everyone's kind of like, okay, maybe this is like part of the joke or maybe whatever. And then they play the Cats trailer again for a third time. I think it got to about four or five times. And I'm thinking like, okay, if this is what Tim and Eric's movie is, I'm getting the heck out of here. But luckily, it was just a projector error.
Did anybody see Cats?
Did you see Cats? I didn't see Cats.
Is that the newer one?
Yeah.
Is that with Taylor Swift or something in there?
Yeah, like James Corden.
No. I think that would be one I would walk out of.
I don't think I'm going to watch it. That's the thing is, I don't think I'm going to.
That's a good point, yeah. Well, we better get back to the tunes.
Let's do it.
Because we're crawling up on 10 o'clock, so we'll do one more set of brand new music. Oh, it's all stuff from the Cats soundtrack. Get ready.
It's just the movie Cats.
That's right. Now we got brand new stuff from Weird Blue, and this one's called Don't Stop Moving right here.
CFRC 101.9 FM. It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
And this is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Staring at you is like staring in the mirror, hiding my truth. Always looking for a cover, cause I've been at war with the proof. I know something about you is pulling on my triggers. Think you're so cool, I wish that I was better. Never cared much, so what do I do? Yeah, I'd hate to think you see me lie. So perfect, I could never call you mine. You're on a pedestal. so perfect I could never call you mine. Wondering if it's even worth the risk, put you on a pedestal. No, I could never call you mine. You cut right through my bones, is it all my self-control? Painted your picture so perfect I could never call you mine. You're on a pedestal, I'm watching from the nosebleeds, kicked up by
go. Welcome back, everybody. Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday edition.
We're back.
It's 10 to 10. What a good show today.
Well, it's been a great show. Yeah, everybody's been on fire.
Totally. So, yeah, thanks again for coming in, Seth
yeah.
WJ
Hunt. Yeah, thank you for having me again.
Awesome. We need a stamp card every like 10th time you visit. You get, I don't know, something.
We get a whole show dedicated to my music.
Yes.
Past and present.
Auction it off when he's a big star.
Exactly. Yeah. Fantastic. Seth, of course, is playing at the Ottawa Blues Fest on Friday night.
A big star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to be a good time.
You're going to walk up to Angine de Poitrine and rip their mask off and unveil that it's Carney and Poilievre the whole time. They are friends after all. No, congratulations. And I hope you have a great show on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Are you going to stick around for the rest of the festival, like on the weekend? And just check some stuff out? Or just Friday?
Probably not. No, I'm probably going to, it's going to be a long day Friday. So I think there's only one or two days. I know Gwen Stefani is like the next night, I want to say. Maybe like if we're, you know, kind of around looking for something to do, we'll head back up and check it out. But, no, everybody we really want to see is on the day. Luckily on the day we're playing. So we get to kind of knock it all out in one go. So
nice.
It's awesome.
Excellent. Yeah. Right on. Well, thanks again for coming on.
Thank you. If anybody, get your, I think there's still some tickets available. You can snag them online.
And then where do the people listening find your music?
You can find me anywhere you stream your music, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Seth WJ Hunt.
There we go. Yeah.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So coming up to the end of the show, Simone, what did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday? I learned that Seth is probably neighbors with Pauly Shore, the weasel himself.
I too learned that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The man.
And Simone, you learned that the same guy who did the stop motion animation for the Ed 209 robot in RoboCop also did the scorpion who killed the ant in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
There you go.
It's a traumatizing moment for me.
I know.
And you learned that Hayley Williams is the singer for Paramore.
I had no idea. I thought she was just another precocious teen.
No.
With Linda Lindas.
No.
Excellent. Just a precocious old person like the rest of us.
That's right.
Well, we'll play ourselves out. The last set, we had new stuff from Chiara Savasta with Nosebleeds. Don't get a nosebleed out there today, guys. It's very dry.
Yeah. I probably will get a nosebleed, to be honest. Yeah.
We had the Josephine Network with When Nobody's Home. We had the Sincere's with Did You Know? We opened up that last set with Weird Bloom and Don't Stop Moving. Everything was brand new today, so check out the CFRC archives and find your favorite band besides Seth.
Yes.
Oh, we are going to play some Rolling Stones today.
Oh, are we?
Off their new album. This next one's going to be called Mr. Charm.
That's cool.
And then if we have time, we have a Canadian one called Hola by Parazar.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think I got that right. Yeah. Anyways, hope you guys had a great show today. Hope you...
It's a good time.
Yeah. Thanks again, Simone. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Always a pleasure. All right, we're going to play ourselves out and stay cool. Don't do anything too strenuous today because the air sucks.
And drink your water.
Drink water.
Mind your business.
I've been in the car. I got my water bottle and I got a little packet of electrolytes.
There you go.
Keep hydrated, everybody.
Fantastic. All right, guys, we'll see you all next week. Have a good
one.
All right, take care.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Melon,
Cully,
Caravan.
You're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.